Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Coming up in the news, why was the name Edward trending yesterday? This is going to drive Rumble crazy. I'm very excited to share this with you. And why are people mad about Snow White makes the news as well? It's all brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. If you've been hurt in an accident, you need to think about two things, family and money. The brothers-in-law will take care of both. Call Huffman and Huffman now at 422-HELP. So we did have the president in town yesterday. Maybe you heard. He was here for his Getting America Back on Track tour to promote his major policy proposals, the American Jobs Plan and American Families Plan. He actually took a trip to Yorktown Elementary School and Tidewater Community College in Portsmouth, not Chesapeake, as previously reported. Plus, they did add something to the trip, a stop to visit with ROTC students at York High School.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. 10 on Your Side says, this is just a follow-up because we did discuss it so much yesterday, that the roads that were affected were 64 in both directions between Freedom Way and Fort Eustis Boulevard, and then a stretch of Route 58 in Chesapeake was temporarily closed. But it was back over on 64 where a Virginia State Police trooper who assisted with the Secret Service during the visit sustained some serious injuries in a crash. This happened just after the Bidens got here, right at 10:11 a.m. It was at exit 250, the off-ramp there from westbound 64 to Fort Eustis Boulevard. The trooper was on a motorcycle, and he ran off the left side of that exit ramp, which it's a really sharp turn there.
Okay.
He ended up being taken to the hospital with serious, but thankfully non-life-threatening injuries, and he is recovering in the hospital today. Okay. Elsewhere, a House of Representatives subcommittee hearing was delayed yesterday for 22 minutes when something amazing happened. Now, this was a hearing of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Energy and Water Development. Mm-hmm. They were holding the meeting over Zoom, and it was interrupted and briefly recessed eventually by audio of the Village Peoples in the Navy and audio of the movie Galaxy Quest.
This committee to support full funding for two important hydropower incentive programs within the U.S. Department of Energy's Water Power Technologies Office and established through the Energy Policy Act of 2005.
Yeah.
Now, I think I have more from it. This is my favorite.
I also asked this committee to support full funding for two important hydropower incentive programs within the U.S. Department of Energy's Water Power Technology.
Now she's talking about important policies here, and that's playing in the background.
I can't even focus.
I know. The committee continued holding the hearing with the movie and the song playing in the background for about 20 minutes before the subcommittee chairwoman, a Democrat from Ohio, Marcy Kaptur, was forced to call a recess to fix the technical difficulties, as they called them.
Wow. Did they ever find out where it came from?
The only words I saw was technical difficulties.
Yes.
So that's what we're going with. They were technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
Yes.
I see.
Turns out somebody in the group is listening to that and watching Galaxy Quest, not paying attention to whoever's talking there at all and doesn't know they're not on mute.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that? You get on these calls and people don't mute their phones?
Mm-hmm.
Or especially when sometimes it'll start the feedback.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And it just starts whistling and everything else. Turn your damn phone off.
Well, I've done the opposite so many times where I'm on mute. And you got to unmute yourself.
Why are they not responding to me?
Your mouth is moving. We're not hearing
everything
anything.
I say, you're not doing it.
Yeah. Also in the news this morning, as we wait for the FDA to announce if they're going to grant that emergency approval for the Pfizer vaccine to be administered to teens between 12 and 15 years old, we did get the news that it is canceled again. For the second straight year due to the pandemic, the Bavarian state premier, Markus Söder, and the Munich mayor, Dieter Reeder, am I saying that right? They say that this year's Oktoberfest is being canceled again.
Aw, dude.
Now, in a typical year, more than 6 million people from all over the world gather and drink beer in large tents.
This is one of my bucket listy kind of things I'd like to do.
Yeah.
I've had friends that have gone there for this.
Yeah. Well, they say there are just too many risks in hosting the celebrations, which bring in visitors from around the world. They just can't do it during a global pandemic. They say it is with heavy hearts that they have decided to call off the festival, but that with coronavirus numbers still stubbornly high and German hospitals already struggling. Yeah. It has to be done. Quote, Oktoberfest will be held again, and it will be big again, just not this year.
Yeah, they already know. They already have to make plans. Yeah. Look how far out we are.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there was some talk that they were going to move it to another country. Some other country was like, hey, we'll do it, and we'll have it for 6 months long.
No.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same.
No, it wouldn't nearly be the same.
Well, Germany is in the middle of a coronavirus lockdown right now that includes a ban on large gatherings with an infection rate of 146.9 new weekly infections per 1,000 residents.
This is, yeah, the rest of the world, there's a lot of places that are not faring well right now.
Yeah.
Just, the news for us, fortunately,
oh my God, did you see that?
Is pretty good.
Did you see that yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had the lowest, I know I put the stats here. We had 611 new cases yesterday, which is the fewest in Virginia since October 7th. Hospitalizations dropped to 822 patients, which is the fewest since last July.
Wow.
And a third of Virginians are fully vaccinated now. So we got some good news here in Virginia.
You're making some progress there.
Yeah, yep. It is. Yep, yep. But Germany is not the only place where there is a ban. I don't know if you heard about the ban that was just put into place in D.C.
No.
The latest COVID guidelines in D.C. include something that the New York Post says is ripped straight from the plot of Footloose. The new social distancing rules include a ban on dancing at weddings, a ban on dancing and standing at weddings.
Standing
at
weddings? What's with that? Is it just milling? Like, just standing around in groups? Is that the problem?
Here's what it says officially from the mayor. The latest D.C. order from the mayor's website says indoor and outdoor weddings are capped at 25% capacity. A waiver is required for more than 250 people. Okay. And it has the dancing ban in place as an extra layer of safety to reduce the spread of COVID-19, because when people stand and dance, their behavior changes. For example, people are more likely to get close and touch each other. It's unclear how long the ban will stay in place.
Wow. But I gotta get footloose.
I know. Footloose. A ban on dancing, man.
Yeah.
By the way, Illinois and Michigan also have similar bans. New York and New Jersey recently eased their restrictions on dancing. So you can now dance in New Jersey and New York again.
I've been waiting for New Jersey to open back up to dancing.
I know. So
damn
weird.
It. Well, I know where I'm doing this weekend in Newark.
Right.
That's gonna be great.
And that brings us to the name that was trending on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I did see this first in my Starbucks Facebook group.
Come on.
Everybody was drooling over the order. An order placed by a guy named Edward. An amazing order. So Edward started trending on Twitter yesterday. Now, this all started when a Starbucks barista who works in Van Nuys, California, tweeted a picture of a customer's order, Edward's order. And this customer did not want just a slight modification. I know how much you love it when people have like all these additions and subtractions to their order.
Yeah, you know how much, because I'm the guy that has to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. No. We are ordering a cheeseburger. We'll get it the way it comes.
No, I don't do that. I always have a slight modification. It's usually because I hate tomatoes so much. I don't even want the tomato juice or seeds on anything, you know?
Right.
That's usually my modification, but I modify my Starbucks orders too. I like light ice.
And light ice in your pink drink?
Yeah, because if you get regular ice, it's like
what
you
happens?
Get two sips of drink, and the rest of it's just ice.
I think what you should do is you should go get a bag of that Sonic ice.
Uh-huh.
You know, Sonic has those little round ice balls.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a slushy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you could strain out your pink drink, throw away the big cubes, fill it with the slushy. I think Eric should have to stop two places to get you a pink drink.
Because you know I'm not the one getting it. Yeah. Because I've talked about my pink drink order before, people have actually messaged the show and been like, no, you got to go no ice. That's the way to go to get the full amount of drink.
Get the amount of drink.
Right? Yeah. And now I even have gone one step further to add they have a sweet cream cold foam that you can get on the top of it. So now Eric has to order.
Just when I thought you and I were starting to like each other.
He has to order a pink drink with light ice and sweet cream cold foam on the top.
Oh, my God.
And then it'll be like a coffee, black, nothing in it.
Yeah. And I just want you to throw it in my face. It's piping hot because I'm a man. And I can take it.
But
here are my testicles. I'll just leave them on the counter.
My order is not as bad as Edward's. So Edward ordered a caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino. And he had 13 modifications to it. They included 5 bananas, extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice, extra cinnamon dolce topping, 7 extra pumps of caramel sauce, extra caramel crunch, 1 pump of honey blend, and exactly 7 Frappuccino chips. Now the tweet went viral.
And the earth opened up and we could smell the gates of hell. A fart from Satan's anus. Wafted through the Starbucks. Oh, my God. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
And the very first ingredient on this, 5 bananas.
Yeah, that one threw me, too.
All right. Are these actual bananas?
I don't know.
Or is this like 5 pumps of banana syrup? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but usually it says syrup usually, right, if we're talking about syrup. So I don't think we're talking syrup. I think he wants 5 bananas blended into his milkshake here.
Dude, you can't eat 5 bananas. 5 bananas?
He did get it venti sized.
There's no way you could put 5 bananas in that drink. The cup isn't big enough.
I'm like looking for my phone so I can go to my Facebook group and check.
It's okay. Starbucks has invented their own measuring system for everything, so maybe it's not a whole banana. Maybe they sell banana chunks or something?
Oh,
is it possible?
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. 373 people saying, ooh, I want that.
Really?
That's the amount of comments.
Oh, my God. God bless America. There's just not enough ambulances for the coma that you're going to go into.
I just want to know how much this costs, one person
writes.
Oh,
my gosh, yes. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Edward. I hope you had a great day.
Edward.
Oh, they're not even talking. Nobody cares about the bananas.
Really?
Everybody just wants to try the drink and share their own favorite Starbucks drink.
Wow.
Is that 5 bananas or 5 pumps of banana flavor? Somebody asks, but nobody responded.
Nobody. Look at that. Extra caramel drizzle, extra whip, extra ice. See, and you can't have 5 bananas and extra ice. It just won't fit in the cup.
The thing is, this is more like the milkshake kind of thing. So it's all going to be blended together.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
Think of 5 bananas on the counter, and I know that you'll blend them, but they still have to have a certain amount of volume.
Yeah,
it's going to be at least half the cup.
One person says, "Got to blend 5 bananas in it, so 90% of it's getting poured down the drain, huh?" Because it's not going
to
fit.
It won't fit.
Yeah,
there's just no way.
I don't know why you'd go with 5 bananas. I don't know why that's where you start.
Like you said, how much does this cost?
I don't know.
My God. And I want a funnel, and I'm just going to pour it right up my butt.
Yeah,
right up my butt. There you go.
I need to know who this Edward is.
Swish it around a little bit. Let it dribble a little as I walk. Do the waddle.
I should put it into into the Starbucks app and see if it comes up with a price I can find out on that.
Do you have that ability?
Well, Eric has the app, but I can get him to put it. I'll do that at some point this morning. I'll get him to put it in, and I'll get you that number so we can find out. No,
so
not at
one
all.
More thing Eric can do for us.
I know.
With his Star Wars Starbucks.
Could you just load up this put it into the order for us? The tweet on this went viral. It blew up so much that the name Edward started trending on Twitter. Other Starbucks employees started posting pictures of the crazy drinks that they have made. Right. And I will tell you again, in my Facebook group, many people said that they do plan to order. They're calling it the Edward now.
Okay.
I did save a few drinks that I intend to try eventually from that Facebook group as well.
From the group?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's some
Rumble,
good ones.
I get a mocha frap with a whole banana blended into it. Somebody just texted us.
Okay.
So whole bananas are available.
Yeah.
Can you blend 5 whole bananas?
I mean, can you? Sure.
And
but
put all this other stuff in there?
No.
I mean, he made it a venti, but I think most of it is getting...
It's going to have to be.
Double blended, heavy cream is on there. I'm looking at the picture of it now.
Are they the cute little bananas, maybe? You know, the
those tiny ones?
The finger bananas? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know that.
I just want a barista one day to look at the person who gives this ridiculously long order and just go, no. I'm standing up for what's right.
Yeah. Well, they kind of, it's kind of hard to do. It's almost hypocritical for them to do that because, after all, they took a job. They're baristas.
Hey.
Dude,
hey.
They used to just be people that worked at the counter.
I was going to say, but they'd be your hero if they said, no, you'll have coffee and you'll like it.
We don't have it.
Ooh, you can actually just do it on their website without having the app. All right, I'll put put this order together eventually and see how much it costs. I was looking to see.
Sounded like just a short moment of pleasure there.
I know.
Oh, well, God.
I was able to add a banana to my basket, and I was like, oh.
I heard that about you. I heard you like a banana in your basket.
All right, so all of this brings us to Snow White. I want to end with this in the news today because this is the next thing we're mad about, Snow White.
Yeah.
So Disneyland opened Friday for the first time in more than 400 days since the pandemic started. Yay!
Wow, cool. Yeah.
And in part, they were showing off their newly revamped Snow White's Enchanted Wish Ride.
Right.
But it was immediately ripped after someone pointed out that the park should have reimagined the 1938 cartoon classic to avoid the ending with a sleeping Snow White being kissed by a prince without her consent.
I know it. How dare he awaken her and break the spell?
Quote, it's hard to understand why the Disneyland of 2021 would choose to add a scene with such an old-fashioned idea of what a man is allowed to do to a woman. That is what the review that SF Gate reviewers Katie Dowd and Julie Tremaine wrote, highlighting other changes to questionable themes and rides.
Yeah.
Quote, why not reimagine the ending in keeping with the spirit of the movie and Snow White's place in the Disney canon, but that avoids this problem.
Okay. All righty then.
Anybody?
I find it problematic that she eats an apple that an old lady gives her.
Mm.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, that's true.
Where'd you get that apple? Do you wash that?
No.
No?
Yeah, well, not everybody was mad about the ride. Some people were mad about the review and the complaints. The harsh review sparked outrage online, with many accusing woke liberals of taking cancel culture too far.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I think we can all agree it's running amok at this point. With people wanting this canceled and that canceled. And
at some point, it'll just start running off of people all right, make me, you know?
Yeah,
you're not going to win. Sorry. And I know it's your job because you're a quote, critic, whatever you are, to find fault, to find things to talk about. So, okay, I'll give you that. But I'm going to weigh how important it is based on its need in society.
Yeah.
And it's not needed.
Yeah.
But thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Still going to Disney World, Disneyland, wherever. I'm going. Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Don't ride the ride. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, I got to be honest. I don't care if they launch 10 movies in which every princess saves the prince. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm fine.
Write a whole bunch of them.
Sure.
Even this thing out right away. I don't care.
How about let's reimagine it where she kisses him and he's asleep.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Because you know what? We'd be down. You don't hear guys complaining. Nope. Don't care.
I don't know.
It sounds like a little action to me.
Yep. I didn't give my consent.
I'm going to pretend to sleep. I'm going to lay down with my eyes just tiny bit open.
It's Snow White. What was that from the other day?
She's
waking
hot.
Up? You going to on Friday when you weren't here, we had a line where somebody went to Disneyland, met Snow White, then saw her later at a bar, and then woke up with her in bed the next morning. So
really?
Yeah. There's a hashtag
when you wish upon a star.
Yep.
God, that is fantastic.
Yes, that is bragging rights right there. Yep.
I was always partial to Cinderella.
Yes.
But
nice.
Around here today, we do have sunny skies. A high could get into the 90s for today. Southwest winds 11 to 14 miles per hour. Chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight. A low down around 70. And then another chance of some showers, maybe a thunderstorm possible tomorrow in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies and highs into the 80s for tomorrow. Right now, we're back at 69. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Thank you very much.